This past summer's box office was sluggish, but over the weekend, Hollywood found help, thanks to The Devil. The Conjuring Last Rites ended up having the top horror movie opening of all time, NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports.
The devil has come to Pennsylvania.
In the latest Conjuring movie, paranormal investigators and demonologists Ed and Lorraine Warren are back.
There's something in the attic.
This time, they and their daughter help a terrorized family whose home is haunted.
This thing in your house is a demon.
It was so exciting. It was really fun to watch.
Bobby Bagby Ford is president and chief creative officer of B&B Theaters, which operates 58 cinemas around the country, mostly in the Midwest. She says moviegoers were so excited, they came in groups and lingered in the lobbies to debrief.
And then we were also seeing on social it blow up and people tagging people to saying, you've got to see this, let's go together. It really changed the trajectory of September, really, this weekend did.
Before now, many analysts were predicting a sleepy September at the box office after a somewhat slow summer, even though it kicked off with a bang in May. Disney's live-action remake of Lilo and Stitch and the latest installment of Mission Impossible took in $1.6 billion worldwide combined.
The Memorial Weekend was incredible. You had what was called Mission Stitch Possible because two huge movies opened on that weekend and powered a record-breaking haul.
Paul DeGarabedian is a senior media analyst for Comscore, which specializes in analyzing the box office.
So when you have something like that, everyone thinks, wow, we're going to easily get to, let's say, a $4 billion summer, and it just didn't happen. Those are the ups and downs of the box office.
He says while there were some bright spots over the summer, the newest Superman movie, Jurassic World Rebirth, F1, and Weapons, other movies just didn't bring as many people to the theaters.
Not every movie resonated as many had hoped.
Then this past weekend, Warner Brothers' new Conjuring movie made $194 million worldwide on opening weekend.
It was definitely a surprise that it opened this high.
Daniel Loria is senior vice president of the box office company, which analyzes data from studios and theaters. He says the movie was big with Hispanic moviegoers, an audience that tends to enjoy watching horror movies and family titles. For The Conjuring Last Rites, he says, Latinos represented 40% of the ticket buyers on opening weekend, mostly in the Southwest. The movie also made $13.3 million in Mexico.
I wouldn't discount the faith-based side of a movie like this. I know that sounds a little bit ironic considering it's movies about demons and haunted houses. But at least, you know, I'm Mexican myself, and looking at Mexican culture, we have a lot of lore and a lot of mythology about these sort of stories within our culture, right? I know, you know, whether we look at it in a strictly religious lens or not, the fact that it has this as a backdrop usually has a connection with Hispanic audiences.
Next weekend, the anime movie Demon Slayer: Infinity Castle could continue the momentum. And looking ahead, Bobby Bagby Ford says the movie theater business is far from dead.
And the rest of this year looks really fun. So many nights of popcorn eating opportunities, as well as next year, looks really, really, really strong. And so I think people need to stop writing our obituary and look at all the glimmers of joy that are coming out over the next 24 months.
She has high hopes for Wicked for Good, Zootopia 2, and the new Avatar movie, Fire and Ash. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.